different. Well, the first half saw our Vikings start out a little bit like we did against Thomas County Central. Just not real certain of themselves. Then they looked real assertive. We had penalties. I mean, we talked to Coach McPherson, and you did, right before half. And I think that's the biggest thing that he brings up is it's the penalties. We've got to be able to fix those things. We're getting motion penalties. We're getting holding penalties. We might have had another touchdown or two without the penalties.
You're right. And, of course, Randy said it. You know, too many penalties in that first half. And, you know, it got a little bit out of Randy tonight, the good little interview, and that was one of the things he said. Too many penalties. We got to cut those back. Again, had the touchdown call back.
Yeah.
And that really hurt us, a couple of holding calls there. And I mentioned it earlier in the broadcast, and I really think that it's due to just us many inexperience. We've got a lot of our skill players back, but our line and a few of our running backs have been called for the leaning. That,
yeah.
You know, we talked about it so much over the last few years. It started with Grayson up in 2008. They did it to us. We picked it up, and our kids are taught to get that momentum if they can, but once it's called, we've got to stop.
Yeah, and the problem is the center being a sophomore, he's got to get better and better, and he'll develop, and he'll begin to get a little better at that, and he'll do a better job getting the ball snapped up between his legs and into Cole's hands a little faster as the season goes on. Let's talk a little bit about the first half stats. The Comets had 4 first downs in the first half. They are 12 carries for 42 yards on the ground. They've got their 3 for 10 in the air, only 24 yards passing. No touchdowns, no interceptions. 22 total offensive plays. Their offensive output here in the first half, 66 yards. No fumbles. They've been penalized 2 times for 15 yards. They've punted 4 times for an average of 29.7 yards a punt. Their leading rusher is their quarterback. That is number 16, Kent Rollins, 6 carries for 28 yards. Their leading receiver, that is number 12, Darius Jones-Craven. He's got 1 catch for 20 yards. And now let's get to the Vikings, because, Marty, this is something we haven't seen. I don't believe, I can't remember when, but we have more yards in the air than we have on the ground.
That's unheard of for us, Bill. And you know, really not a surprise to those of us familiar with the program going into this year. You know, well, let me rephrase that. It's a bit of a surprise. But we knew we were able to throw the ball this year.
Yeah.
We proved that back this summer, winning a passing tournament, the VSU passing tournament. We know we've got athletes at the receiver spot with Tyler Hunter, Josh Clemens, Kenny Durden, of course, the new tight end, and Kendall Coleman. And then, of course, Troy out of the backfield is just a great receiver. So we really, really have a good passing attack. And Southwest, if you notice, sometimes I've noticed that they have a 5-man front with 4 linebackers, and they're playing 1 safety and 1 corner on the receiver, and they're putting 9 people in the box.
Yeah.
When they do that, you've got to throw it.
Absolutely. Well, the Vikings have in the first half 8 first downs. They're 24 carries for 109 yards. They are 5 of 9 in the air for 126 yards. They've got 1 passing touchdown, no interceptions. Total plays here in the first half, 33 plays. Total offensive output, 235 yards for the Vikings. They've had 1 fumble. They didn't lose it. Penalties, they've been penalized 4 times for 25 yards. We've had 1 punt tonight for an average of 32 yards. The leading rusher, number 29, that is Troy Braswell. He's had 6 carries for 36 yards. Our leading receiver is also number 29, Troy Braswell. He's had 2 catches for 49 yards, but also of noteworthy is Tyler Hunter. He had that 1 catch for 44 yards, and that is your first half stats. And I want to thank Barry Broom and Allstate Insurance for their support of this halftime report. Well, Marty, what do we got coming in the second? A little more of the same?
A little more of the same, I hope. I mean, you know, some of those stats jump out at me. The fact that we've held them is, I think, at 66 yards over total offense.
Sure.
You know, this is an offense, too, that, you know, we get spoiled here in Lowndes County, and we're used to winning, and that's a good thing. However, this team is a very good team coming in with a high-powered offense. I looked at their team last year. They averaged close to around 40 points a game. And in their second-round playoff loss to Lassiter, they lost to Lassiter last year 70-49. So this is a team used to putting up points on the board.
Yeah,
to have them shut out at the half with only 66 yards of offense is remarkable, especially considering the quarterback ran for 25 or so earlier on one run.
Exactly.
So, and that doesn't surprise me much. The quarterback was a second leading rusher last year. He is a very good athlete, very smart with the ball. But it does surprise me that we've shut them down that much to the tune of 66 yards.
Well, I know in the locker room at halftime, their coach, Coach Small, was probably saying, look, guys, we're doing some good things, but we just got to continue to execute. And I think you'll see them come out a little more of the same. However, if our Viking defense steps up another step, we're going to be in great shape.
They've been close to a big play here or there on the deep ball, some over the middle. But we have, as a defense, really almost picked some off, too. So I wouldn't be surprised maybe to see them get a deep pass, but I also wouldn't be surprised to see us get a pick or two because we've been very, very close in that first half.
Absolutely. Marty, I'm going to send you down, take a few minutes, relax, and we'll touch base with you about getting close into the late third quarter. And I'm just excited about football, Lowndes High football back again. I want to thank Barry Broom and the Allstate Insurance Agency for their support of this halftime show. We're going to take a two-minute break. When we come back, we'll have the kickoff of the second half. Vikings lead 13-0. We'll be right back after this two-minute break. You're listening to the Lowndes High Radio Network right here on 99.5 Kicks Country.
Back in Martin Stadium, Wes James, Bill Osborne, Marty Rogers on the sidelines. Vikings lead 13-0. We get ready to start the second half. South Gwinnett won the toss, deferred, so they'll get the ball to start the second half, and Solomon will kick off from the far hash mark. He will be kicking towards that north end zone. They've got three guys stacked, one behind the other. Wimberly, Gray in the middle, and Mark Watts.
They spread out right
now. Now they'll sight, and they'll leave Gray in the middle of the field.
Well, if Hang Time can put it the way he's been doing, it'll be in the end zone. All right, here we go, Wes. The second half of this game where our Vikings lead 13-0.
And Solomon puts his foot into it. Look up and watch that one drift into the end zone.
That was 5 yards deep. Another 5-yard deep kickoff into the end zone by Hang Time, Jed Solomon.
And they'll start at the 20-yard line. Bill, they had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 possessions in the first half. Missed a 40-yard field goal the first possession. Punted from the 25 the second time. Punted twice from the 21 and then from their 20 on their fifth possession. Rollins in the shotgun. Two receivers far side, two near side. We're in a four-man front. Gives it to Wimberley. Cuts behind some good blocking as he fights his way out to the 25, and he got there in a hurry.
Yeah, again, he's so quick to the hole. That's probably his greatest asset, is he's so quick to the hole. He gets through it, and he's picking up 4, 5, 6 yards before you can turn around. That time a 5-yard carry brings up 2nd and 5 for the Comets.
He puts Wimberly to his right side. They stack trips just off the line of scrimmage on the far side. Again, he gives it to Wimberly around the right side, and we hit him behind the line of scrimmage and drag him down at the 25. He gets back to the line of scrimmage, be 3rd and 5 from there.
Yeah, Tyquan Lang just horse collar. That horse collar is not the right word, but just got him up high around the shoulders, brought him down, and no gain on the play, brings up 3rd down and 5 for the Comets.
Now he's got Walker and Wimberly in the backfield with him. Walker to his right, Walker to his left, Wimberly to his right. Two receivers near side. Gray goes to the far side. We're in man coverage. Back to a four-man front. There's a snap as he stands at the 20. Pulls it in, pulls it out. Pitches out to Wimberly around the right side, and we hit him at the line of scrimmage and get absolutely nowhere.
Great job by our corners that time and linebackers just to stay home. That's Tyquan Lang along with the shredder. Makes the tackles. And again, no gain on the play brings up 4th down and 5.
They'll have to punt, and that'll put Braswell back deep. And they're putting Kenny Durden back with him now.
Well, because they're spreading the kick around, they're not really putting it to one or the other. This time it gives us a little better opportunity, depending on where he puts the punt. Here's the snap coming up.
Waiting on that. There it is. High snap. And we go after it, and do we block it? I don't know, but it hit the ground. We pick it up. Durden picks it up at the 45, the 40, and they run him down at the 35. Bill, that ball did not get 5 feet off the ground. I don't know if Popeye got a hand on it or not.
Yeah, he's holding his hand because he got kicked in the hand. But that was a net 10-yard punt from the original line of scrimmage. Vikings have great offensive field position here to start the second half.
First and 10 from their 35, ball on the far hash mark. 9:55 to go here in the third, leading 13-0. The gunslinger brings the Sons of Thunder to the line of scrimmage, puts Mike Moore to the far side, Braswell at wing back near side, Hunter at the wideout in man coverage. He's got the diesel at the 40-yard line at the fullback spot, drops back, throws out to Hunter, gets a block from Braswell, slips by one man, two, and they pull him down at the 26-yard line. Bill, it's going to be awfully close to a first down.
Awfully, awfully close. The little comeback screen there, the ball quickly snapped. He turns, he throws it right to Tyler Hunter. Tyler splits the two defenders, picks up, we are going to call it 9 yards. It'll be second and one
moves
for the Vikings.
Moves the ball to the near hash mark. Tight end goes to the visitor side of the field. Mike Moore lines up right off his rump. Bergman and Duncan in the backfield. Crawford at wing back, and they give it to
Bergman.
Bergman, and Bergman slips across. Oh, there's some kicking down in that pile.
He does get the first down.
He gets down, fights his way down to about the 24-yard line. He gets 2 yards, but that'll be first and 10 from their 24.
First down and 10 now from the 24-yard line, Vikings.
Bergman wing back on our side. Moore wing back far side. Duncan at the fullback. Tyler Hunter back in at wideout. Tight end to the visitor side. They're in a five-man front. Bergman in motion. Gives it to Duncan on the counter. He's across the five, the 10. Rumbles into the end zone. Sticks him in the air for six. Touchdown, Vikings.
I see you, Sam Duncan. Sam Duncan, he just rumbled and stumbled and bumbled right into the end zone, and it's a quick six for the Vikings here to start the second half. 8:49 left in the ballgame. They go up 19-0. And checking into the Viking lineup, number 85 at long snapper, that's Austin Masters, along with Avery Alderman and Jed Solomon.
Nope, we're going to call timeout, Bill.
We're going for two.
We're going to go for two. Timeout. 8:49 to go. Let's take a 30-second break. Vikings lead 19-0. We'll take a 30-second break. You're listening to Lounge Eye Football on 99.5 Kicks Country. Back at Martin Stadium, Vikings lead 19-0 on a 24-yard run by the diesel Sam Duncan. And we're going to go for two. They set it down at the 3-yard line. We're showing double tight end. Moore and Mathis in the backfield. That's the bulldozer.
And at the other wing is Tyler Hunter.
Waiting for Parker to go under center. Here goes the gunslinger. Slides under center there in an eight-man front. Hunter in motion. They give it to Mathis. And the bulldozer rumbles and pushes it into the end zone. Look at the bulldozer. The caterpillar rolls. And we lead 21-0. 8:49 to go here in the third. Let's take a 60-second break. Listen to Lions High Football on 99.5 Kicks Country. Gray back deep to receive for the Comets. 8:49 to go. Vikings lead 21-0 here in the third. Waiting on Solomon as he approaches the football. End over end kick, and it'll do what it's done all night. Just sail into the end zone, and they'll take it at the 20.
In and out of the backside of the end zone by Hangtime Solomon. Jed Solomon. Boy, over the summer, he has gotten more power in that leg on the kickoff. That is for sure.
Quit sticking your thumb up. You didn't kick that football. I'm talking to his dad.
All right, here we go. Comets on offense.
Rollins in the shotgun. Now look, Bill, he set one man right to his right, got a tailback behind him. And they give it to Wimberly across the left side, trying to get a running start. And Wimberly gets out to the 24-yard line, picks up four on the carry, second and six from there. And almost a little bit like an offset eye.
Yeah, it really was. Quarterback just takes the snap, turns, gives to the tailback behind him, and as you said, gives him a little bit of a running start. Tyquan Lang checks out. Chris Scurry goes wide out to the opposite side of the field, and Ken Durden to this side.
They split him again, that offset eye. Walker standing right beside Rollins. Rollins takes the snap. He's got Wimberly behind him. Pulls it back. Looking to throw. Looking for Gray. There comes the rush. Oh! And he had Walker. Walker come across from the wing from that position. Slipped across behind the linebackers and was open at the 30 for just a second. And Rollins trying to lay it in his hands and couldn't do it.
Mikey on Padgett there to make sure he didn't make the catch. Good pressure from our defensive line as well.
Third and five. I want to say hello to my County Line boys.
We also, Wes, real quickly, we're back to that more traditional five-man front. You see big man, number 77, that's Justin Wilson, back at the nose along with Mathis. Now they've split it out a little bit.
He sends trips to the far side, singles receiver to the near side, keeps Wimberly in the backfield with him. Heavy left for the Comets. We're in a four-man front. There's a snap. Drops straight back. Looks. Pumps. Throws.
Oh, there we go.
It's picked.
Kerry Stanley.
By Kerry Stanley. Popeye picks him at the 40 and returns it to the 28-yard line.
Kerry Stanley just playing center field back there. All he had to do was look the ball in. Made a great catch. A good little return after the catch. And it's first down and 10 for the Vikings at the Comets 28-yard line.
Yep.
Well, Marty said it here as we were talking during halftime. He said, as they're going to keep pushing, we might see an INT from our defense tonight. Great pressure by our defensive line to make him make that throw.
Moore, wing back. Braswell in the slot. Tyler Hunter to the near side. The Diesel dunking in the backfield. They're in a five-man front. Waiting on Parker. Takes a snap, drops back, pumps, fakes, throws. Little wrap to Braswell. Oh, and knocked away at the last minute. Great coverage by Scott Chouare to reach up and knock that ball away from Troy Braswell, who had a full step on him.
Yeah, let me tell you, that pass from Cole Parker is one of the finest passes I've seen out of that quarterback, and it's early, his first game, but in a long time. That ball over the top, right into the outstretched hands of Troy Braswell, and as you said, knocked away at the very last second.
7:42 to go, third quarter. Vikings leading 21-0. Second and 10 at the 28. Now we go to double tight end set. Bergman dunking in the backfield. Moore comes in motion. Gives it to Moore on the counter. Runs into one man, two. Oh! And they'll give him
nothing there. He'll lose yards.
In fact, he's going to lose back to the 33.
Well, they're going to stop. His forward momentum stopped him about the 31. Wes, I want to remind all of our listeners, be sure and tune in Tuesday night, 6:45, or stop by Loco's Grill and Pub for the Loco's Grill and Pub Lounge High Randy McPherson Show. All new, we'll have Coach McPherson along with the players of the week and a lot of the kids that come out. The game film will be played on the big screen behind us. Get there early, get a place, get some great food at Loco's Grill and Pub.
Josh Clemens comes near side. Braswell, far side. Parker with a tight end to the visitor side, drops straight back, looks, throws across the middle, oh, off the hands of Clemens at the 15-yard line. And, Bill?
That one was on the line.
Now, it's fourth down.
We're
and
going.
13.
We're going. I also want to thank our sponsors of the Loco's Grill and Pub Lounge High Coaches Show this year, the Foot and Ankle Institute of South Georgia, Deloach Body Works, Coombs Heating and Air, Loco's Grill and Pub, Luke Electrical Services, Eagle Fire and Safety, Hutchison Chiropractic Center, Star Insurance, RNS Sports, The Medicine Shop, and Waller Heating and Air. Thank you to all of those sponsors for the Lounge High Randy McPherson Coaches Show.
All righty, Tyler Hunter comes near side. Bergman and Braswell at the wingbacks. Duncan at fullback. Bergman in motion towards us. Parker keeps the ball. Rolls! Oh, and it's on the ground. He fumbles the ball, and they pick it up. And then we immediately tackle them at the 50-yard line.
They get the ball. I believe they've recovered it. They have, and they'll have the ball at the 50-yard line. So the offensive line, they're coming after Cole Parker, knowing that he's going to throw the ball. And they get him as he's trying to make his turn, knock the ball out of his hands, and just pick the ball up. And they get it first and 10 at the 50-yard line. And they're on the ball quickly, Wes, ready to go.
Two receivers near side, one far side. Wimberly in the backfield, right beside Rollins to his left. Now they slide another receiver down to our side of the field, so it's trips right. Four-man front for the Vikings. There's a snap. Gives it to Wimberly. He's got a big hole on his feet. Cuts back inside. He's across the 30 to the 20, to 40, down to the 35, to 30. And we finally pull him down inside the 30-yard line. Great job.
Wes, what the Comets did right there, they had the turnover. They had the play called. They were on the field. Our defense still was making some changes, and they caught us and were able to exploit that and get a big gain, one of their best games since the first quarter that we've seen from the Comets.
First and 10 at the 30-yard line. 20 yards on that play by Aaron Wimberly. He is awfully, awfully fast. Okay, trips near side. Wimberly just to the left of Rollins. He's got a receiver far side. Now he moves him to the right side. Ball on the far hash mark. We jump. They give it to Wimberly. We hit him at the line of scrimmage.
No flag.
No flag. I thought maybe we might have been offsides.
Well, they jumped right at the snap, evidently, and you're right. They get him in the backfield, lose a yard, actually.
It's second and 10 from there.
Second and 11. See where they, no, they.
Second and 10.
I thought they marked him a yard back. They will move the yardstick back slightly. Second down now for the Comets. Vikings settle down after that big long run, after the turnover. On fourth down by the Vikings.
Twins right, twins left. Rollins drops straight back. Here comes the rush. We get a hand on him, gets away from one man, crosses the line of scrimmage. He'll pick up about 3 yards as he gets down to about the 27-yard line.
Great pressure from our defensive ends. Rollins had to hurry himself out of the backfield. He was able to pick up about 3 or 4 yards.
5:10 to go here in the third quarter, leading 21 to nothing. Third and 7, the ball at the 27-yard line. Again, the Comets bring 3 receivers near side, 1 far side.
Empty backfield.
Yep, and he's back there by himself. We're back to a 3-man front. Waiting on the snap. There it is. Drops straight back. Looks, tucks the ball, starts to run, throws out in the flats. Oh, and he overthrows. He had a man open at the 20, and that was Aaron Wimberly. It would have been just shy. Had he caught the ball, he still would have been about a yard shy as it is. It's going to be 4th and 7, and you know you got to go for it here.
Yeah, one of the things, though, that I was real impressed right there, Josh Clemens made the hit. Not a hard hit, but as the ball went over the top, he put a lick on him to always remind that wide receiver, I'm still here.
All righty, trips right, 2 receivers left. In the shotgun by himself, far hash mark. Comets left to right on your radio dial. Back to a 3-man front are our Vikings. There's a snap. He drops straight back. Looks, tucks the ball, starts to run. He's got it. Open air. Now dumps it over the middle. Oh, almost intercepted again.
The ball intended for number 6, Aaron Wimberly, couldn't get it to him in time, and they'll turn the ball over on downs. Viking defense held. It'll be 1st down, Vikings. Vikings come off the field. 4:36 left here in the third quarter. Our Vikings lead 21 to nothing against the Comets of South Gwinnett from Region 8-5A. Picked to possibly win that region there in Region 8 this year.
All righty, ball on the far hash mark. Vikings going from right to left. 4.5 minutes to go here in the third. Paul Johnson comes way to our side of the field. The gunslinger under center. Takes a snap, gives it to
Braswell.
Braswell around the right side, crosses the 30, tries to turn back inside where he's run into, and that is by Edward Muldrow.
We haven't called Edward's number a lot tonight. Unfortunately, I'm sorry, folks, if you're listening from South Gwinnett, we are Lowndes announcers, and we tend to focus on our side of the ball, whether it's offense or defense, but we haven't called his number. We've called quite a few. That number 49, I've been real impressed, Justin Smith from the linebacker spot.
We send Quincy Crawford to the far side. Tyler Hunter comes near side, tied into the far side. 2 backs in the backfield. Again to Braswell around the right side. Good block.
He's got the corner.
He's got the corner at the 40. He's at the 50.
Gone.
He's at the 40.
Wait,
plus 30.
Plus 10.
Plus 20. Plus 10. The 5. Stick him in the air. 6 for the Vikings. Touchdown.
I see you, Troy Braswell. Troy Braswell, what a run. When he got that corner, Wes, you and I both said he had the corner. And then it was just a matter of outrunning number 10. That was Adrian Ranson from South Gwinnett. He had a good angle, but once Troy hit the corner, he was gone.
That's a 73-yard touchdown run by Braswell.
Vikings lead 27 to nothing. They go into the swinging gate. It's Cole Parker to hold now and Avery Alderman to kick the extra point.
There's a snap. It's down. Alderman's kicked up. and it's good. And with 3:45 to go in the third, Vikings 27, Cummins nothing. We'll take a 60-second break. You're listening to Roundside Football, 99.5 Kicks Country. All righty, back at Martin Stadium, 3:45 to go here in the third. Vikings lead it 28 to nothing on a hot and muggy night down here in South Georgia. Bill, ironically, the teams had five possessions apiece in the first half. Both teams have now had three possessions apiece here just in the third quarter.
Jed Solomon tees the ball up. Jed is just, since the first kick of the first preseason game, has put everything else into the end zone. Avery Alderman, your kicker on the extra point last time.
All right, Gray back deep to receive for the Comets. Hang time set to kick off.
And here goes the toe to Leather.
And that ball will break the plane into the end zone. They'll take over on the 20.
One more time. Hang time. Solomon puts the ball in the end zone.
What quarter? What quarter? Real quickly, it is Brunswick 8, Coffee nothing. Fritz Geraldine's tip 20-19, and Cook leads Colquitt 15-9 in the third quarter.
15-9, Cook leads Colquitt. All right, here we go. Comets on offense at the 20.
We're back to a four-man front. Rollins, trip receiver to our side, gives it to Wimberly right up the middle, cuts back against the grain. He's across the 30 to 35. We finally haul him down at the 40, and that young man has turned it on in the second half, and that tackle was by Dirty Durden.
Yeah, Durden caught him along with number 26. Geraldo Orta was the leading tackler there. Orta, with his speed, he is playing that true safety spot. He is the last resort, and he was in that one.
First and 10 out to the 40-yard line for the Comets. Two receivers near side, two receivers far side. Rollins with Wimberly to his right. Backs him up right beside him. Drops a receiver off the line of scrimmage now. We're in a four-man front. Snap quickly out to Gray at the 40. And Gray heard Orta coming and dropped the football.
That goes back to what we were talking about. The hits that you get, even on incomplete passes, the wide receiver begins to hear the footsteps. You've heard that terminology before. They hear the footsteps. They know the hit's coming. And so it takes their concentration, and they don't catch the ball as well. Here we go, Wes.
All righty, Rollins with Wimberly to his left. Gives it to Wimberly across the line of scrimmage where he hit him at the 40. It was second and 10, and he's going to get. He got hit at the 40, but fought his way out to about the 42-yard line.
Yeah, Josh Clemens that time on the stop, gets the initial stop, only about a one-yard gain to bring up second and nine. Excuse me, third and nine after the last incomplete pass.
Give him third and eight back out at the 42. They've got to get to the 50. Trip receivers near side. That's Watts, comes all the way to our side. Puts Wimberly to his left, standing at the 35-yard line. Rollins waiting on that shotgun snap. Three-man front for the Vikings. Here comes the rush. Tip, they got a screen to Wimberly. He's crossed the 45, the 50, into Viking territory. Fights his way down to the 47-yard line. It will be a first down for the Comets.
Good call. Good play call by the Comets. That's the first time we've seen that jailbreak screen, because I saw our defensive end come wide open, and they just let him come through.
Dumped it a little
over, just right over the
like
top.
Kind of like a delayed screen.
Yeah.
First and 10 at our 46.5-yard line. Again, trips to the near side, single receiver far side. Wimberly to the left of Rollins, standing back at their 47, waiting on the snap. There it is. Drops back, looks, pumps, fakes. He's looking deep. We come for the rush. We miss him. He gets to the sidelines, and he scrambles out of bounds at the 40-yard line. He picks up. Bill, give him 2 yards on the carry.
Yeah, run out of bounds by Chris Scurry, and that'll put the ball right on the 45-yard line. We got a minute 58 left here in the third quarter. Our Vikings lead 28 to nothing. Clock stops as he runs out of bounds.
Chris Scurry, the shredder. Second and 8 from our 45-yard line.
Shredder and Tim St. Fort, your two linebackers right now. Tyquan Lang also out there along with Mikeyon Paget, Chris Scurry, Tyler Hunter, and Ken Durden.
He moves Trevon Walker to his right side. where the trip receivers are. Drops back, looks. Little shovel pass underneath the Walker as he crosses the 40, down to the 35, and the Comets are moving the football against our Viking defense. It'll be first and 10 from the 35.
You don't, the plays are not trick plays, but where they're moving the ball is a little, is a lot of misdirection and underneath passes to number six, Aaron Wimberly, and his speed is able to give them the first down.
Minute 47 to go here in the third, leading 28 to nothing. First and 10 from our 35. Again, trips to the near side. Takes a snap, gives it to Wimberly as he gets across the 30 down to the 29. And Bill, he is running behind that. Their offensive line is starting to move the ball. Of course, now we're only showing three down linemen at this point in time.
Yeah, well, they're starting to move it, but they're, like I said, they're moving it by moving some things around and giving a lot of misdirection. Like I said, the jailbreak screen, the underneath shovel pass, things that are more non-traditional. But that's how they're able to move the ball. And it's Aaron Wimberly and Trevon Walker in those backfields that are getting the yards for the Comets.
Second and five from our 30-yard line. We're back to a four-man front now. Twin receivers left, twin right. Again, he puts it, gives it back to Wimberly. Wimberly's on his feet. As he'll pick up maybe 2 yards. Bill, it's going to be third and three.
Thought that guys, I was going to give you an update down here. I got a score. Cook 15, Colquitt 9 in the third quarter.
That was Trevon Walker on the last run. They switched him in, and he's in there now, number five. That's Trevon Walker at the.
Now look, Bill, they're stacking their receivers one behind the other here on the near side, one behind the other on the far side.
Third down.
Walker just to the right of Rollins. Third and a long, long four. There's a snap. Drops back. Looks. Pumps. Throws. He's got a man open. That's Gray at the 20. Down to the 15. We run him out of bounds. With 11 seconds to go. Nope, they say he's not. Clock's running.
Well, that's not Rollins now to move the chain. A good pass play there from Rollins to number eight, Kevin Gary. Nothing what? Fancy, just right underneath, a good pass.
First and 10. And our 14. Drops back, looks, throws it in zone. Gary gets knocked away.
Ken Durden knocked it away at the very last minute.
Gary had his hands on it, and Durden reached in and knocked it away, saved us a touchdown. And that's the end of the third quarter, Bill. We head to the fourth, leading 28 to nothing. You're listening to Lounge High Football on 99.5 Kicks Country. Back in Martin Stadium, Wes James along with the Osman, Wild Bill Osborne, Marty Rogers, old sideline down on the sideline. Vikings lead 28 to nothing as we go to the fourth and final quarter.
Yeah, but the Comets are threatening now. Good series of downs here offensively for them. They've had a couple screen passes, good runs by their running back number six, Aaron Wimberly and Trevon Walker, and now they have a ball second and 10 from our 13-yard line.
And they send trips right, one receiver near side. Walker to the left of Rollins, ball on the near hash mark, takes a snap, gives it to Walker. No, Rollins keeps the ball, he's at the 10. Dives down to about the 7-yard line. He's going to be short of the first down. But he fooled everybody, including Ole Wes, on that play.
Yeah, he just pulled the ball out, kept around the left side. And it was Ken Durden squared up on him and made a great tackle.
See where they mark him down at? They mark him down about the 8-yard line. It'll be third and a very long four from there. Ball on the near hash mark.
Rollins might be thinking about a timeout here. He's looking over to the sideline for his play. It's late coming in.
He sends two receivers near side, two far side. Keeps Walker in the backfield with him. We go back to a five-man front now, but we spread them out. We put two men a little wide out past the tight end. Man in motion toward the visitor's side. Rollins stops back, looks, throws off the fingertips of number nine. That's Nicholas Hilton, and it'll be fourth. And four.
Yeah, I got a text. The Vikings are going through some growing pains. I'll go with that. As these kids are, you know, they're getting baptized by fire tonight. They have done a phenomenal job, this defense, so far to this point. We're in the fourth quarter. We've held them out of the end zone. It's 28 to nothing. But now it's fourth down and about five for a first down.
And they can get a first down if they get down to the 4-yard line. And it's going to be Timeout comments. We'll take a 30-second break. Vikings lead 28-0. 30-second break. You're listening to Lions High Football on 99.5 Kicks Country. All righty, back at Martin Stadium, the Palace of Pain. Vikings lead 28-0, but it's going to be 4th and 4. They're at our 8-yard line. They've got to get to the 4 for first down. Ball on the near hash mark. We've got a 5-man defensive front, nose guard, tackle and end, and we take our defensive tackle and our defensive end, Josh Clemens, and slide him just a little bit wide to the wide side of the field. Now, set the stage for you. Two receivers far side, two receivers near side. Walker just to the right of Rollins. Ball on the near hash mark. Going from right to left on your radio dial. Standing at the 12. Now steps up, and there's a flag.
And
he was trying to check off. He saw something he didn't like.
And I think it's going to be on the offense, whether the center moved or something slightly.
You're right, Bill. It's on the saying it all night. The coach has been yelling at it all night. The center's moving, and that's what they called just then.
Thank you, Marty. Yep.
Illegal procedure. They'll back it up 5 yards. So it's going to be 4th and 10. Doesn't matter. They're still going for it.
Yeah, in this position, other than you've lost the 4 yards for the first down, you've given yourself maybe a little more room offensively. Now you take it and you go for the end zone.
Guys, I'm going to give you a quick update. Sidelines, and Rod Order had his shoulder pads off. They've been messing with his shoulder, but I could see his lips say he was all right. He's got full range of motion, but it looks like he might be done for the night.
All righty, twins right, twins left. Rollins in the shotgun with Walker to the left of him. Rollins standing back at the 18-yard line. Win a three-man front. There's a snap. Starts right, keeps the ball. He's got a whole touchdown coming. Great run by Kent Rollins.
Yeah, Kent just had a great hole there, was able to squeeze through it, and he saw the first down, and then all of a sudden it was just end zone, and there was nobody in front of him. He gets a great play, and the Comets get on the board here in the fourth quarter, 10:56 left in the ball game. It's now 28-6. Comets go in the swinging gate. Now they'll swing it over. Their holder is their quarterback, Kent Rollins. And the kicker, number 92, Zach Holley, set to attempt the extra point.
There's a snap. Ball. Oh, they fumble the ball. We pick it up, and they tackle him back at the 15. So with 10:56 to go here in the ball game, Vikings lead 28-6. We'll take a 60-second break. You're listening to Lions High Football on 99.5. All righty, back at Martin Stadium, Wes James and Bill Osborne. 10:56 to go here in the ball game. Vikings lead 28-6. That was a 13-yard run by Kent Rollins. Say hello to a lovely coffee Trojan fan sitting in our stands watching the ball game tonight.
Yeah, don't go there.
I just said hi to a coffee Trojan fan.
All right, here we go. Comet set to kick off. Their first kickoff since the beginning of the game. Let's see what they got.
There's a kick. High pooch kick.
It'll be Kerry Stanley.
He drops it, picks it up, and the ball's on the ground again. Did he get it back?
I don't know that he got it back or not. I don't know.
I don't know.
He was still fumbling and bumbling. He did get it back.
He did get it back, but the ball just bounced around and bounced on old Popeye.
Well, I tell you, and that is one of the scariest things from a fan standpoint. You hold your breath the longest is punts, kickoffs. When you got guys that all you got to do is take your eye off the ball just a second and you lose concentration.
First and 10 from our 23-yard line. Parker has went the whole distance at quarterback tonight. Paul Johnson comes near side. Duncan the Diesel in the backfield along with Braswell. We send Tyler Hunter to the far side. Tied into our side. They're in a 5-man front. Takes the ball, gives it to Braswell around the right side. He gets a good block by Duncan. Spins by one man, two. Gets out to the 25. Pick up 3 yards.
Yeah, it was number 44, Aziz Higgins, that kind of broke through that spot, able to disrupt the play, and Troy had to cut back inside and ran right into a defender.
Junior linebacker. Out to the 25. It is 2nd and 8 from the 25. Josh Clemens comes near side. Tyler Hunter goes far side. He takes a snap, drops back, looks, got Hunter over, and it was picked. I thought it was picked number 10.
Adrian Ranson, he had his eyes on it.
And if he gets the snap, if he picks it, it's six.
Yeah, that little play, Tyler Hunter went out on a little button hook, sat down, and Cole threw right to him. And as like I said, Ranson was sitting back there waiting on that and stepped into it. And you're right, he just lost the concentration, dropped the ball. Otherwise, that would have been six for the Comets.
Third and eight from our 25-yard line. Durden and Braswell go to the far side. He's got Duncan and Bergman in the backfield, tight end to our side. Five-man front, linebackers up tight, showing blitz. There it comes. He rolls right, looking, pulls it down, lobs it out. And just off the fingertips of Durden at the 40-yard line. Good job by the gunslinger to get away from that line, the outside blitz from the linebacker.
Yeah, Cole had to pull up a little bit. Didn't have everything on the throw as he threw it out there. And when he did, he threw it down at the feet of Ken Durden. And again, you want to throw it low. Don't put it out there where somebody can intercept it, but he threw it probably a yard or two in front of Durden and down at his feet. Vikings will go to a punt formation, only the second punt of the evening. Jed Solomon set to punt. His long snapper, Tyler Vanderzanden, on these long snaps.
And it is Wimberly back deep for the Comets. There's a snap. They come after it. Oh, it gets tipped at the line of scrimmage. They pick it up at the 22, and Durden pulls him down from behind. No, the ball still around, bounces out of bounds, and it'll be.
Is it a muff?
No,
it's not.
Because it was tipped behind the line of scrimmage.
But he's stopping here. You see the official here at about the 23-yard line. He's marking the ball. I'm not sure the exact ruling call there. I think it's where it's touched, it then becomes dead.
But that was behind that ball's behind the line of scrimmage. It remains a live ball, though, Bill.
No, it look, see where the – well.
Yeah, guys, that was a live ball.
They're going to mark him down inside the five.
See, they are, it was a live ball. They have possession, and they fumbled it. It went out of bounds because it's their ball on the five.
But he's still back here with his foot on a bag. Now he picks it up. He had not moved the line yet.
They are now. Bill, if the ball is touched behind the line of scrimmage – and it stays behind the line of scrimmage, it's a live ball. And you can pick it up and run with it, and that's what they did. First
exactly
and goal, first and goal Comets at our 3-yard line.
Yeah, on the ground meant fumble, so that's what the beanbag was saying.
Oh, I see, okay.
The ball was behind the line.
Rollins in the shotgun. Walker to his left. Takes a snap. You know, gives it to Wimberly. And.
Nope, he's not in. He's down at the one.
He's down.
Oh, yes. Come on.
Now they give him the touchdown.
From our vantage point here, he was down. What do you got, Marty? I don't know if you had a better spot. You're lower, but.
I wasn't able to see it, but their team was screaming touchdown as soon as he crossed. I don't know. Maybe he got in, but I couldn't tell if his knee was down or not.
I got you. I thought they had him right at the one, and then he rolled into the end zone. But nonetheless, the officials called a touchdown. It's 28-12. And
there's a lot of time left in this ball game. 9:35 to go, and they're going for two. Trips right, two receivers near side. Rollins in the shotgun, takes a snap, looks over to the right side, and no, he will not make it. He was a quarterback draw the whole way. And with 9:35 to go here in the third, Vikings lead at 28-12. We'll take a 60-second break. You're listening to Roundside Football on 99.5 Kicks Country. Back in Martin Stadium, 9:35 to go. Vikings lead 28-12. High little pooch kick again. Kerry Stanley at the 15.
No, no, no.
Comes there, no, that's Braswell. He's across the 20, still on his feet. Backs away across the 30. 35. We got a hold back at the 32-yard line as he gets out to the 41.
Brazel with a little couple jukes here and there, and he gets us good field position, but we get a hold back about the 33-yard line, or at least the flag, and that will be the hold.
Back to our 23. That's where we started last time. They have scored 12 points in about 4 minutes.
Well, and on mistake, well, the second one was mistakes by Lowndes. The first their first touchdown. Absolutely. They drove the distance on the field and put it into the end zone for their first 6 points.
All righty, ball on the near hash mark. We send Paul Johnson far side. Nope.
Got an official timeout. For
water timeout. We'll just keep it right here. Marty? Old sideline. Where you at, buddy?
I see him right there.
Right here, Wes.
What's it like down there on the sidelines? What's the kind of the atmosphere now, the kind of mode of thinking now?
I'll be honest with you, Wes, and, of course, the score shows it, but I think we're a little tired right now. It's very humid, very hot. Of course, we got a lot of kids that go both ways, and I think our team's a little tired. So we need a good drive here, get a little bit of momentum back, and try to get our feet back under us.
Are you seeing anything from the seniors? I just looked at Tyler Hunter. Tyler was in that huddle really encouraging this team to get out here and let's find some points.
Tyler is. We talked about it last week. Tyler is definitely a leader on this team. He stepped up. He's become a vocal leader, and he was just in out there in the huddle during the timeout trying to get his team fired up.
All righty. Tight end to our side. Parker goes under center. They're in a five-man front. Gives it to Braswell around the right side. Good block by Duncan. Cuts back inside. Gets across the 25. He'll pick up Bill. He looked like he ran about 8 or 9 yards, but he only got 3.
Yeah, he pushed the ball out there at the very last minute to try and get that last yard. Bring up second and seven. They gave him
four. So it's second and 6 from the 27-yard line. Vikings going from left to right on your radio dial. Again, ball on the near hash mark. Crawford goes to the far side. Duncan, Braswell in the backfield. Moore at wing back. Just off the tight end, jump on our side. Five-man front. For the Comets, and we give it to the Bull.
Duncan.
Look at that defense across the 35. He fumbles the ball out of bounds.
That ball, nobody hit it. It just rolled out of his hand.
And it goes out of bounds at the 39.
You wonder if sweat and the humidity, if he just lost the handle on that. Fortunately, it rolls out of bounds and for a first down for the Vikings.
Well, it happened right here in front of me, and I think he went to switch hands because he's going to the right sideline, and it looked like he was switching hands when he did. He just lost the ball.
Yeah.
Fortunately, it bounced right out of bounds.
Paul Johnson goes to the far side. Tight end, Moore to the near side. Bergman at wing back. Lang back in at fullback. There's a snap. Gives it to Lang. Nope.
Nope, keeper.
Keeper. Quarterback keeps it. Touch it. Parker's got the football as he crosses the 40. Gets up about the 43. See if they go mark him down to the 43 or the 44. They give him the 43. That's a 4-yard carry.
Final Cook beat Coffee. Don't have the score.
No, Cook. No, that was Cook and Colquitt.
Cook and Colquitt. What was the score? 15-9. I'm sorry. Cook beat Colquitt.
Cook has beat. You heard it.
All right, here we go. Cole under center.
And you send Crawford again to the far side. We bring Braswell back, sets him in the backfield beside Lang. Bergman at wing back. Now he's in motion. And they give it to Lang, and he gets hit right at the line of scrimmage.
He dropped the ball. Lang dropped the ball, and if we've turned it over here, the Comets are pointing the other way. No,
that's Ryan Wilson. That was all. I mean, Ryan Wilson was in the backfield as Parker was giving the ball to Lang.
Now, the Vikings do recover. It'll be third down.
And we lose a yard. Back to the 40. Well, no, we stay at the 43. Again, it's going to be 3rd and 6 from there.
Guys, we don't get to say their name very much. I'm going to do it right here. But Caleb Clark came up with that fumble. So way to be Johnny on the spot there, Caleb Clark.
Good job. Offensive line, our sons of thunder with the fumble recovery.
Tyler Hunter far side. Bergman wing back. Braswell wing back. Lang at the fullback. Gunslinger goes under center. Looks at that five-man front. Drops back. Look, there comes the rush. And they got him behind the line of scrimmage. And that was number 2, Edwin Muldrow, who got the sack.
Yeah, 75 had him one-on-one. That's Davis. And Davis just could not stay up with him. Almost, I thought we might have had a hold call. But he gets around Jared Davis. Jared Davis, a 6'2", 290-pound junior, just his first year at that all-important left tackle spot.
And we'll punt, and they'll send Wimberly back deep, standing about the 25. 6.5 minutes to go here in the ball game, leading 28-12. High kick.
Solomon got a great punt that time.
Hits.
And it'll go out about the 30.
And it does, right on the 30-yard line.
Solomon got that kick off a little faster last time. and made great contact with his foot and a great punt all in the air. If he'd have hit that thing, the way it rolled when it did hit, if it had been further into the hash marks, we might have seen another 10, 15 yards on that punt.
All righty, ball on the far hash mark, first and 10 on the 30. The Comets bring three receivers near side, one receiver far side. Wimberly in the backfield with Rollins.
And they are ready to play.
Wimberly just to the left toward the press box side of Rollins. He's standing at the 25-yard line. We're back to a four-man front. There's a snap. And he gives it to Wimberly. Wimberly starts one way, cuts back inside across the 30. And they mark his forward progress at the 32-yard line.
And of 11 Vikings on the field, 9 of them were in on that tackle.
Second and 8. Tim Zane Fort in on the tackle. Gary comes near side as the wide out for the Comets. As they put a man in the slot, they send twins right.
St. Fort and Tyquan Lang at your, it's Shredder at the linebacker spot.
Rollins waiting on the snap. Takes it, drops back, looks, throws across the middle, and off the fingertips of number 10, Adrian Ranson. But he had number 32, Popeye Stanley, all over him. Stops the clock with 5:35 to go. Make it 3rd and 8 now.
We saw the Vikings on their last offensive set that we were running the ball, running the ball, running the ball. We were running the clock out. And this time, on the incomplete pass, South Gwinnett able to stop the clock, preserve a little time. 5:35 left in the ball game. Vikings lead 28-12. First regular season game of the 2010 season.
Trips right. Single receiver to the Comet side of the field. Rollins waiting on the snap. He drops straight back, looks, pumps, throws downfield off the hands of Gary. It would have been a first down out to the 47-yard line.
Footsteps.
And he heard Dirty Durden coming.
And Durden's got footsteps. I mean, that he looked, and it's like he turned his head again to check where Durden was, and at that last split second, the ball hit his hands, and he couldn't bring it in.
Guys, that's several times we've talked about that tonight. Dirty's been right in his back pocket all night, and that's twice now that number 8 has actually dropped the ball when he was open, but he just knows Dirty's right behind him.
All righty. Now they're going to punt, Bill.
Yeah, fourth down this side of the field. You got to punt.
Keel goes back, standing about the 15.
Oh, we got, what do we got? Flags all over the place.
We got too many men on the field.
1, 2, 3.
Legal substitute.
4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. We sure do.
Legal
substitute. We actually got a timeout in, guys. They're giving us a timeout, it appears.
Well, let's wait and see because there's flags down.
Well, let's see where the white hat says. Nope,
yep.
Substitution.
That's a 5-yard penalty.
Moves them up 5 yards more. Might change their mind. That just might change the mind of the Comets.
Coach Mack's not real happy about this right here, guys. He thought he had the timeout.
Yep, they're going to mark
Mack,
the 5 off.
Coach Mack is all the way out to the hash mark here.
He's asking about his timeout, of course. You're right, Marty.
The official saying nope.
Now we do get a timeout, but it's after the penalty.
All righty, 5:29 to go here in the ball game, leading 28-12. Take a 30-second break. You're listening to Lions High Football on 99.5 Kicks Country. There, I'll tell you, we'll describe. Oh, it's going to be a Comet touchdown, and we'll tell you how it happened, folks. They ran
the fake.
Yeah, they ran the fake, and they pitched the ball out to Walker, to Adrian, to Wimberly, who pitched it back to Walker, folks, who just took it 70 yards for a touchdown.
Randy has got his hands on his hips. That will infuriate a head coach. It's 28-18 now, only a 10-point lead for our Vikings with 5:19 left here in the ball game. And the Comets line up. Looks like they're going to go for two. You would in a 10-point spread. You get the two. You got an 8 to go. And we're going to get substitution, it looks like, on. Yes, we are.
Back it up 5 yards, but it doesn't matter. Just gives them a little more room to work with.
Substitution against the Comets. Boy, this game has made a big turn here in the fourth quarter. Our Vikings lead still 28-18, but the Comets have pulled out a few tricks, a few interesting plays, and they've gotten themselves back in. The one play, the one series of downs where they moved it down the field, every bit of their touchdown. The Vikings made a mistake. We get a ball turnover on a blocked punt. They take it in next play, and now here on a fourth down on the other side of the 50, they take a fake and go all the way in.
All righty, trips to the right. Two receivers near side. Nobody back there with Rollins. Drops back, looks, throws in the end zone, and they've got the two-point conversion.
We had blown coverage. We only had two cornerbacks on those trips to the left. Folks, it's 20-28. Our Vikings lead now by 8. 5:19 left in the ballgame. We have continued through the fourth quarter to let the Comets back in. Series after series after series. This is where your seniors come up, step up, and try and get this thing corralled now.
Bill, the Comets have had the ball three times in the fourth quarter. They've scored all three times. We've had the ball twice with no points.
All right, you hear the crowd across the way, the fans that have come from South Gwinnett. They have now gotten back into this ball game. I look at our fans, a lot of them began to leave sometime in the third quarter, become a little bit maybe jaded that we think we've got this thing under control. These Viking fans need to get to their feet. Let's get behind these Vikings, folks.
All right, Bergman goes back, Braswell goes back. You're looking. They're looking for an onside kick right now. Hands people in right now. Tyler Hunter up on the line. Durden. Johnson.
Ball on the 40. It's got to go to the 50. 10 yards.
Josh Clemens. Coach K. Oh, they kick it deep. Braswell. Takes
got a flag. Got a flag. It's going to be offsides on the offense. I mean, on the kicking team. Yep, offsides on the kicking team. That'll back it up to the 30. And the Comets will re-kick.
Coach Langford calling for that. He coaches special teams. He's got the kickoff receiving team. And probably going to see that change a little bit now.
Yeah, he did. He's going back to a more traditional front. But you still got to watch these guys in the front. If the ball comes to you, just get it and lay on it. 5:16 left here in the ball game, and all of a sudden, folks, we've got a fight on our hands. Vikings lead 28-20 with all the points coming in the second half for the Comets. 1, 2, 3. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11, 12. There's 12 on the field. 12 on the field. Vikings have 12 on the field.
And nobody has counted them. The officials. Oh, wait a minute. There goes the flag.
Danny's counting. There it is. Too late.
Back it up five now.
And they're still on the field. And nobody knows who to come off. Now a player runs off.
Now they're calling for Kendall Coleman to come off the field.
All right, they get the 10 yards back. We start over again. We kick again.
Actually, 5 yards.
Oh, sorry, yeah.
All righty, back to where we're ready to go. 5:16 to go here in the ball game, waiting on the kickoff. There's a kick. Popeye takes it at the 5. He's at the 10, the 15, the 20. 25 still on his feet as he gets up. Bill to the 28-yard line.
Great run by Kerry Stanley. The ball kicked just a little over his head. He reached up over the top, made a great catch. Took off up the field.
23-yard return by Kerry Stanley.
All right, we're going to see 5 minutes and 10 seconds left. Vikings up by 8 over the South Gwinnett Comets. Gary Stanley on the field. Cole Parker.
Johnson goes to the far side. Tight end Ed Moore to the near side. Mike Moore right behind him. The Diesel. They're in a five-man front. They give it to Braswell. Cuts one man, two across the 25 to 30. Still on his feet as he fights his way out to about the 33-yard line. Four-yard carry for Braswell. We're inside 5 minutes now. Be second and six from there. Hold on, Vikings. We are in a fight. Braswell's limping as he comes off the field.
That's a cramp.
And Bergman comes in for him. We're swapping linemen. Now Tyler Hunter comes in, gives the play to Cole Parker. The ball at the 33. 4:40 to go. Run, clock, run. Let's go. Tyler Hunter goes to the far side. Parker goes under center. Duncan right behind him. The Comets in a five-man front. Three linebackers. Takes the snap. Got Bergman in motion. Gives it to Duncan. He's around the right side across the 35 to 40. And they're going to call illegal procedure. Bring it back, folks, and back us up five.
Shift. One of the linemen made a little hesitation jump.
On the wing back again, guys. Our wing back moved right before the ball was snapped. That's a couple times our backs have been. And this time, instead of leaning forward, he actually leaned backwards.
So instead of second and a long five, it's going to be second and 10. Maybe 10 and a half.
Or do they refuse the penalty? Let's see.
Now they're backing us up. Set it down back at the 27. Second and 11. Lang starts in. Duncan tells him what the play is. Duncan comes out. Clemens comes in, and Clemens brings the play in. Ball on the near hash mark. Vikings going from left to right. Clemens comes near side. Send the tight end to the far side. Sit Bergman right off his butt. Mike Moore at wing back. Five-man front. Here goes Parker with the snap. Got Bergman in motion. Gives it to Duncan, and he fights his way to the 30-yard line. That's two hard-fought yards. So that now will make it third and nine with 3:45 to go here in the contest. We've got to get a first down here, Bill. We can't afford to give the ball back to the Comets. Not now.
No, we can't. Not with this high-powered offense that they have. I went down the line here a little bit, Wes, while you were calling that last play. The left defensive end for the Comets, he's got a real funny angle on this left side. I almost think he almost looks offside.
Hunter goes far side, tight end near side. We've got to get 9 yards. We've got to get up to the 39-yard line on this play right here. He drops back. Looks. There comes the rush. Pump fake. Throws. He's got Tyler Hunter open. And Tyler Hunter drops the ball at the Comet 45-yard line. Good coverage back there by Wimberly, though. And we've got to punt with 3:10 to go here in the ball game.
The worst thing that happened here, Wes, is the clock stopped. Tyler Hunter had it coming into his hands. He had to make an adjustment back over his other shoulder. And when he did, the ball looked like it went maybe right through his hands. Real unfortunate for the Vikings. The stop clock and then have to punt.
Wimberly goes back. He's standing about the 40-yard line. Solomon back at our 15. Count them, Bill. Count them. Everybody's there. A high snap. Gets it away. It's tipped. Hit at the 30. Down it right there. Good job by Kenny Durden. And we don't even get the ball back. Well,
we got it where it would have been on the first down.
That punt of 8 yards. So the Comets get the ball at our 37-yard line.
All right, defense has got to rise up here now.
3:02 to go. Comets bring three receivers near side, one far side. Rollins in the shotgun. Ball on the far hash mark. There's a snap. Gives it to Wimberly. No, he keeps it. Goes right up the middle, and he'll pick up three. No!
Ball's on the ground. What's that? Wait a minute.
Yes, the ball's on the ground. Vikings recover. Ball's on the ground. Rollins lost it as he went and was headed to the ground, and we have recovered.
We kind of blew the meters out there.
Who cares?
Chris Scurry comes up with the ball. What a turnover for the Vikings.
The Shredder has got the pigskin.
Sorry, folks. Little excitement there on our part and kind of pegged our meters out a little bit.
Guys, Troy Braswell is back in the game now. He had a cramp in his hamstring, But he stretched it out, and he's back in the game. That's really big for us.
That is big news for us because we need to run the clock here.
2:55 to go. Viking football. We lead 28-20. Ball on the far hash mark. We give it to Braswell. Duncan looking for a block. Gets him. Braswell gets the quarter. He's at the 40, the 45, the 50. It's a foot race. They won't catch him. They won't catch him. They won't catch him. Put him in the air. 6-footer Viking. Touchdown.
I see ya, Troy Braswell. Marty, I think he was faking the hamstring. What do you think? What a play by Troy Braswell to get around that corner when we needed points and we needed to run the clock. Troy Braswell does the job and puts the Vikings back in a place where we can breathe again.
A 69-yard touchdown run by Troy.
Alderman to kick the extra point with Cole Parker as your holder. They don't
swing
the gate.
They give it to Duncan, and we won't get it.
Yep. That swinging gate, there was somebody on the outside. You've got to get that ball tossed out there quick enough, get around the corner. I tell you what, Vikings lead 34-20. We'll take a quick 60-second break. We'll be right back. You're listening to Lounge High Vikings on 99.5 Kicks Country. Oh, man. We needed that one.
And they take the snap. They take the kick at the one-yard line. It is Gary from the one, brings it all the way back out to the 25. Give him a 24-yard return for the Comets.
For the first time since the very first kickoff of the preseason, hang time puts it right on the one. And they get an attempt to return and pick up to the 24.
2:35 to go in the ballgame. Vikings lead by 14, 34-20.
Wes Bill, you can see leadership in many different ways. And just then after that touchdown run by Troy Braswell, he congratulated every offensive lineman when he got off the sidelines, telling them that that was their touchdown. So that's big leadership there by Troy Braswell.
That was Sam. There's a snap. Rollins looking. Little shovel pass underneath the Wimberley. We hit him at the 25. He fights his way out to the 28. Marty, I'd agree, but I also got to give a lot of credit to the diesel, Sam Duncan. He got a heck of a block out there on that corner for him.
Hey, the fullback's just a running son of thunder. What do you think?
I tell you what.
And a lot of times that fullback is. He's called on to make the blocks, get out there on the outside, cut the corner. But he's right. The offensive line sealed everybody inside, and so that all Duncan had to do was seal it off on the outside.
Second and six. The ball out at the 28-yard line. Rollins in the shotgun. Trips to their side of the field. Drops back. Looks. Hits Gary out here at the 29. We put one hand on him. Another. Ball comes out. Goes
first
out
down.
Of, I thought he went out of bounds. They said, nope, he's down at the 30. Yep, down at the 35. It's going to be close to a first down.
It is. I don't know that Eight's made a catch tonight. That may have been his first or second. We don't have all those that we keep up with like that.
1:45, now the clock's running. Again, trips to the far side. Rollins in the shotgun, inside, standing at the 29. Brings a receiver near side, so he's got twins over here. Drops back, looks,
flag,
there's a flag. And there's a pass out to Wimberley. He makes the catch at the 40 after the 45. The reason it's coming back, Bill, is when number 12 went in motion, he turned upfield before the snap.
Clock stops with 1:20 left in the ball game.
They did get the motion there, Wes, that you talked about, but they have held Clemens almost all night. And just then, they had a handful of jersey and tackled him to the ground. So they missed that holding call.
Hey, he only had one flag out here in his pocket, so he couldn't throw the other one.
That's an illegal shift, and that is your call.
You like that explanation, Marty? Marty.
He only had one flag. He can only call one penalty.
Marty, did you hear me?
Yeah, he heard you.
I did not. I didn't.
I said the reason he couldn't call a holding is he only had one flag. He already threw it for the illegal motion, so he couldn't throw a holding.
Well, I tell you what, our coaches will start trying to call it for him, and if they had flags, they too.
A minute 20 to go, leading by 14. The Comets made a ball game out of it in the fourth quarter, and they did it in about 5.5 minutes time. Trips right, twins left. Rollins in the backfield by himself. Three-man front. Drops back, looks, throws downfield, and in and out of the hands of number five, Trevon Walker.
And that was Justin Evans on the coverage right there, knocks it loose. Justin Evans, a 6'1", 175-pound junior.
Second and 15, the ball at the 30-yard line. Big, big upset. Cook has defeated Colquitt 15-9.
The clock now down to 105, and it stops on the incomplete pass.
And, Bill, next Saturday at 12 o'clock, Colquitt gets South Panola out of Mississippi at home. And that's the number four team in the nation. There's a snap. Drops back. Looks. We come. Throw across the middle. Out of the hands of number 12.
Number 87 for the Vikings on the coverage. That was Dylan Roberts, along with Josh Clemens, made the quarterback throw it early. And, again, in on coverage for our Vikings, number 8. And that was Justin Evans.
Darius Craven-Jones.
Exactly 1 minute.
Third and 15 at the 30. 60 ticks away from going 1-0 in the regular season.
And that's all that matters when you walk out of here.
That's all that matters. There's a snap. Drops back. Looks. Way downfield. Oh, great catch. Oh, what a great catch, Bill. That was number 2, Mudrow.
Yeah, that was as good a catch, Muldrow, a great throw that we've seen tonight from the South Gwinnett Comets.
Because he got hit hard when he made that catch and held onto the ball. That makes it first and 10 at the 46. 50 seconds to go now. Rollins drops back. Looks. Starts to scramble. We come. Turn. There's a good block by the line. They throw it out. Hits Wimberley. Wimberley sits by one man, too. He's got a first down, Bill, down about our 35-yard line.
35 seconds left. Good scramble by the quarterback. The quarterback made that play happen. He was able to, if he'd have continued to go to his left, he was getting ready to be tackled. Turned field, went back over to his right, found his receiver, Aaron Wimberley, and Wimberley made one little head twist, and it's a first down for the Comets.
And there's a timeout as they measure, or water.
Yeah, it's
35 seconds to go.
Want to remind our listeners, be sure and tune in Tuesday night, 6:45, from Loco's Grill and Pub. Be there or be on the air at 6:45 as we have the Lounge High Randy McPherson Coaches Show. It is an official timeout for water. Want to thank all of our sponsors for the game tonight, as well as our sponsors of the Lounge High Randy McPherson Coaches Show. Our coaches show is on thevikingvoice.com is where we archive those. So if you miss it on Tuesday night, you can always catch it any time after that. Also, we'll have links on thevikingvoice.com for this game. We'll get this game archived and put onto the server probably sometime midday tomorrow. And you'll be able to re-listen to this game by going to thevikingvoice.com and going to the football page. And we'll have those games archived for you. Stats probably up by Monday night or Tuesday.
All righty, 34-20 Vikings lead, first and 10 Comets at our 36-yard line. Two receivers near side. They put a man in motion. That's Wimberley to the far side. He stops. There's a snap, drops back, looking for Wimberley. Throws across. Oh, what a great catch! And was that Muldrow again? If it is, it's first down around this 16-yard line.
Number five,
Trevon Walker.
Great catch over his head. Reached up, made a great catch. Tyler Hunter checks in. Somebody's got to check out.
They're sending him. There goes.
And we get caught. They snap the ball quickly, and we do get caught for substitution.
Now, here. Oh, wait a minute.
No, this time they're giving us the timeout, guys. This time the back judge back there called the timeout. And the referee's waving the flag off, so we got the timeout this time.
Because here's what happens. If they snap that ball, it's no longer illegal substitution. It's illegal participation. And that's a 15-yard penalty. Or inside the 30, half the distance to the goal line.
Well, 21 seconds left in the ball game here tonight. Our Vikings went out quickly in the half at 13-0, and it's been a battle here in the second half. The Vikings lead 34-20. It was 28-20 at one time. And the Comets were beginning to feel that maybe they could get in one more touchdown, get a two-point conversion, tie this ball game up, and Troy Braswell put a silencer on that on a great 70-some-odd yard run.
69 yards.
69 yards for a touchdown, and that put us up 34-20, and that's where we are now, 21 seconds left in the ball game, but the Comets have an opportunity to maybe put one more score here before the time runs out.
All righty, they send Gary to the far side. They bring Trips to the near side, put Wimberly in the slot. Muldrow up on the line. Rollins in the backfield by himself. 21 seconds to go, first and 10 from the 17. Rollins drops back, looks, throws, and the catch made by Walker as he cut underneath, and we run him out of bounds, Bill, at the 8-yard line.
Short of the first down, but the worst thing for us was we ran him out of bounds. It stops the clock with 16 seconds left in the ballgame. Also on the stop again for the Vikings, number 8, Justin Evans. As we said, Araldo Orta's been out since midway through the fourth quarter. A little bit of maybe an ice on his shoulder. Doesn't seem to be too serious, but not in the ballgame.
Three receivers near side, one far side. Rollins with a back in the backfield, takes a snap, drops back, looks, starts to scramble, tries to dump it off to one man. They've got Wimberly behind the line of scrimmage. They'll lose yardage. More importantly, the clock's running, but
they stop. They got a timeout.
But they stopped the clock with 7 seconds to go.
I think that is their last time out of the ballgame.
We'll
it
keep
is
it right
seven,
here.
7 seconds left in the ballgame. Vikings lead 34-20. What's left for the Comets right now is to get one more score on the board if they can, make this score a little bit different. But I think the overall outcome has been determined that the Vikings will come out of here 1-0, but they'll go through next week knowing they have fought in a ball game.
They have been in a ball game.
They'll have, we'll talk about in the Southeastern Federal Credit Union postgame report, we'll talk about, we have Pebble Creek coming to town next week. So it doesn't get much easier. Another 5A opponent coming out of the Atlanta area comes down here to Martin Stadium. It'll be at 8 o'clock kickoff here at Martin Stadium next Friday night, 7 o'clock pregame right here on 99.5 Kicks Country. All right, Wes.
Comets bring Twins to the left. They put Gary to the far side. Now they're going to put Wimberly in the slot over there. Rollins in the backfield by himself. 7 seconds to go. It's 3rd and 6. He drops back. Looks to the end zone.
Oh!
No, throws to the end zone and oh, touchdown!
It is a touchdown, but my gosh, it's a hold back here. They took down the Viking number 87. That's Dylan Roberts. They tackled him in the backfield. We had defenders in front of the ball, knocked the ball away, but it went right through their hands and into a receiver, and that'll be a touchdown. No time on the clock. It will change the final score, and that is the final 34-26.
No, they're going to kick it. They'll kick the egg. They'll get a
no, they've held the ball. The ball is up. The extra point will not make a difference.
All righty.
So, wow, an end to the first ball game of the season. Vikings do win 34-26, but on a last play of the ball game, we have a touchdown. We're going to take a two-minute break, and when we come back, we'll talk about how this game has went. We'll have Marty up here as well, and we'll talk a little bit about how we thought this ball game went. We'll be right back after this two-minute break with the Southeastern Federal Credit Union post-game report. We'll be right back after this two-minute break.
Vikings win 34-26 to go to 1-0 on the year. South Gwinnett drops to 0-1, but I'm going to tell you what, 26 points in the fourth quarter, they took it to our Lowndes High Vikings. And Marty, can you hear me down there?
And Wes, I'm waiting to get a word with Coach Mack here. Give me a minute. I got Coach coming. It's going to be just a minute.
All righty. we got a lot of work to do this week, Marty.
You guys, we Let up a little bit there in the second half. But, guys, I got Coach Mack with me. Coach Mack, you came out and had a good start there to the second half and then kind of let up a little bit, but you're 1-0, and that's what's important, right?
Yeah, well, we won the game, but, you know, I tell you, it's hard to be disappointed with a win.
You got down there.
So we had, I think we got a 21-point lead.
Thank you.
We got a lot of work to do.
We do, Coach. Good luck to you. We'll see you next week.
All righty, Marty, make your way on back up here. Bill's getting us some stats.
Welcome back to Martin Stadium, where the Vikings have defeated the Comets of South Gwinnett 34-26. At halftime, it was 13-0. Our Vikings led and looked to be like we were in full control, but the Comets came back, decided that, look, we made the long bus trip. Let's make it worthwhile. They scored a touchdown on the very last play of the ball game to give them the 26 points. But they came within 8 at one time, and we just had to buckle down. Troy Braswell gave us a great outing there, came back after maybe had a cramp, came back and rattled off about a 69-yard touchdown run, and could have put us back in that 34-20 range. And but then, like I said, the Comets just continued to battle and fight back. The final stats tonight, thanks to Southeastern Federal Credit Union and their support of the post-game report, our final stats brought to you and compiled by Coach Dice and his staff of Pine Grove Middle School. Final score, 34-26. The Comets had 13 first downs. They had 32 carries for 208 yards rushing. They had 14 of 32 for 135 yards. They had one touchdown, one interception. Total plays tonight for them, 64 plays. 343 total yards of offense. They had one fumble, which they lost. They were penalized 6 times for 35 yards. They had 5 punts for an average of 28 yards. Their leading rushers were number 5, and that was Trevon Walker. He had 4 carries for 81 yards and a touchdown. Also, notably, Aaron Wembley had 16 carries for 70 yards, also in a touchdown. Their leading receiver also was Aaron Wembley. He had 6 catches for 44 yards. Our Vikings' final stats were: first downs, they had 10. Rushing, they were 41 for 293 yards. Passing, we were 6 of 14 for 135 yards. One touchdown, no interceptions. Total plays, 55 total plays. Total offense for the Vikings, 428 total yards. We fumbled 4 times, losing one of those. Penalties, we were penalized 7 times for 45 yards. We punted 4 times for 23.3 yards. Our leading rusher, of course, number 29, Troy Braswell, 12 carries, 188 yards, and 2 touchdowns. Our leading receiver was number 15, Tyler Hunter, 2 catches for 53 yards. And that are your final stats brought to you by Southeastern Federal Credit Union here in Valdosta, Georgia. All you have to do is live in this community and you can join the credit union, Southeastern Federal Credit Union.
And not just in Lowndes County, just the whole surrounding area.
That's right. Well, Wes, we've got some work to do. The Vikings have got some work to do over the coming weekend, coming week, and I know they'll be back on the practice field Monday. Maybe we got a little complacent. I'm not sure exactly what happened in the second half, other than we faced a great football team and didn't give up.
Yeah, sure did. Marty, your thoughts?
Well, I think we played well, and, of course, we won the game, and that's the most important thing. But we do have some work to do. We got to work on our pass rush. We got to work on our pass protection. And we got to get in better shape. I really think we were tired talking with the players and watching their body language. They were wore out in that second half, and they kind of quit playing. Coach Mack referred to that, and they just quit playing. But Troy made a big play, gave us the momentum back, kind of put the game away, and we got to give them credit. Good job. We're 1-0.
1-0. Bill?
Well, I think I really hit on all the spots. We just didn't play up to what we're expecting from the Lowndes High Vikings. I think Marty's right, probably a lot of fatigue, and that slowed us down here late in the game. But you got a team from Atlanta that came from a much cooler atmosphere, you would think, and yet the heat didn't seem to bother them as much. They played a heck of a football game.
Yes, they did. And I want to remind you, the Lowndes High Coaches Show, Tuesday night at Loco's Grill and Pub, airtime 6:45. Coach Mack and I will sit down and talk about this ball game and look ahead to Pebble Brook. And you can keep up with all things Vikings by going to www.thevikingvoice.com. Vikings win it 34-26 in a barn burner here at Martin Stadium, the Palace of Pain. They go 1-0 on the year. South Gwinnett drops to 0-1.
Time to say goodnight, Wes.
It is time to say goodnight. West, tonight's broadcast has been engineered by Lawan Hayes. It has been produced by Justin Smothers. It is a production of Black Crow Media in conjunction with the Viking Voice LLC. For all of Lowndes High Sports, for all of Black Crow Media, for Marty Rogers, for Bill Osborne, I'm Wes James. Good night. God bless you. You've been listening to Lowndes High Football on 99.5 Kicks Country.